You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The first sales announcement that we got this morning from the stock exchange was the announcement that Remgro has given us their full year's results for the year ended 30 June 2024. I have the privilege of speaking to the Remgro Chief Financial Officer, Neville Williams, as we always do around this time of the year, around the numbers. He joins me now on the line to take a look at the performance of the group and try and make sense of what's been happening. Good evening, Neville. Lovely to speak to you as always. Your initial thoughts and reflections on the year that was?
Good evening, Jimmy. Yeah, I mean, the 2024 financial year was a very challenging period because we continue to focus on concluding and integrating a series of transformation corporate actions that's still impacting Remgro's results. So while strong contributions were made by some of Remgro's investing companies, considerable work still needs to be done to bed down these operational performance on a number of key investments. So we are not satisfied with the current results, and this result does not reflect the potential of Remgro. I can explain the decrease of 18.8% in headline earnings to 10.80 rand, and it can be summarized in two broad themes. The first was the, as I now mentioned, the negative impact of significant corporate actions implemented throughout the group during 2024 as well as 2023, which actually distorts the comparability of the underlying operational performance of the portfolio year on year. And then excluding these impact corporate actions in 2023 and 2024, Remgro's muted headline earnings performance year on year, resulting from mixed operational performance from investee companies. There were some companies that actually did substantially well with improved performance in earnings contribution to Remgro. Just to mention RCL Foods, including Rainbow, Total Energies, the Outsurance Group also contributed significantly positive earnings to Remgro. The spreads business, Ecala Foods, as well as our packaged gas, industrial gas business, Air Products. So a series of good operational performances of some of our investing companies. But this was unfortunately offset by an increase in the loss contributed by Heineken Beverages. And the trading results of Heineken Beverages was the consequence of a number of operational challenges as well as persistent challenging consumer environment. You can remember that the merger was implemented at the end of the previous financial year in April 2023. And in that first 6 months, serious operational challenges were experienced as well as some challenging competitive and economic environment for the business. So that resulted in a loss from Heineken Beverages. Mm. And also CIVH, the fiber business, it's a high geared company, gearing for growth, but the high interest income actually resulted in a loss contributed by CIVH, while in the previous year they actually made a profit. And these are more or less a theme, mixed operational performance from the portfolio companies, some positive, but a big negative from HeinBev, as well as a negative contribution from CIVH.
I want to look a bit more into detail around some of those corporate actions. I mean, obviously 766, almost 800 million rand of corporate actions is one side of the conversation, as you said. But yeah, in the case of Heineken, I noted the 4 billion rand impairment. That's a significant amount, understanding that, of course, there was a profit that was recognized in the previous financial year. The companies come out, and you as management have said that a lot of these things are kind of one-off events in the case of some of the corporate actions, and you don't expect them to be recurring. That obviously means that the business is still on good footing. There are still good assets within the business. It's just some unavoidable accounting transactions in some cases.
Yes, you are correct. But these, over the last second 6 months of the year, these once-off issues have now been resolved at Heineken Beverages. The next 3 months from October to December are actually the peak period for the beer business, because all the issues actually happened in the beer business. There, the old distill business, the cider, the wine, the ready-to-drink category actually performed very well in relation to their market sector. So the next 3 months is actually critical for the turnaround in the beer business. The brewery is running at full capacity, and all the interventions are showing actually a positive impact. So hopefully in the next 6 months at the Wyngro interim stage, we can report a positive set of results for our interest in Heineken beverages.
Neville, let's look at the environment. I mean, there's been some encouraging macroeconomic environment improvements. For example, having electricity, obviously your investee companies would be benefiting from that, not having to set aside as much for things like diesel costs in the case of RCL Foods and others in that space. Take me through just how the group is seeing the macro environment for all of your invested companies and how you're just seeing the South African picture and the global picture as well.
Yeah, I see the challenging economic environment persisted to approximately the elections. There was lots of uncertainty on the outcome of the elections. Since the formation of the GNU, we've experienced a positive sentiment from a business side as well as from the offshore investors into South Africa. And I mean, you can see that in the bond rates that actually improved over the period since June because of the positive sentiment towards South Africa as a risk country. Also, if you look at the interest rates were high for a very long period. And now we have started with the Reserve Bank have already started today with the downward cycle by cutting interest rates by the 25 bps. The Fed also yesterday cut their rates by 50 bps. So it will be very positive going forward for our investing companies, especially CIVH, that's highly geared. Their interest bill has actually put them in a negative results position. On the industrial businesses that are high energy usage, the last few months of not load shedding actually reduced the cost of production substantially. And if this situation persists going forward, we will see the positive impact on the bottom line coming through in their results. The Air Products is the Total Energies, the Wispeco's result, the same with Sicalo, as well as RCL Foods and Rainbow. So generally, very positive sentiment towards businesses. And also the collaboration between government and business is also now improving. So I think where we were 6 months ago today, a turnaround in positive sentiment and all the macros also turning positive and moving in the right way.
Neville, despite the challenges the business has had to contend with over the last financial year and the year before that, the business still elected to increase dividend per share by 10%, obviously showing signs of strength. And even that, on top of the fact that the share continues to trade at about a 45% discount to the intrinsic net asset value, are we planning more buybacks? I know there were some buybacks in the last financial year. Is that kind of where the business is sitting at the moment to say, if the market's not going to see the value in our stock, we're going to keep buying it back?
Yeah, the discount is a big discussion point here at Wyngro. We believe that the discount is actually determined by the market. What we can do is we can influence our investing companies to get that growth momentum going, growth in their earnings, growth in their cash generation and dividends paid to Wyngro to the center. And that will also enable us at the center to increase our dividends to the shareholders. And if the shareholders can receive increased dividends and increase earnings momentum in the portfolio, they would see the value of Wyngro as an investment holding company. So I think through our interventions in our underlying investing companies that face challenges at the moment, we want to improve the growth momentum of the earnings generation and cash generation to the center so that our investors can see the value that we actually put on our portfolio. At the moment, they don't agree with that value because of the discount that the share price is trading to our intrinsic net asset value.
Neville, from a cash position, is the business looking at deploying cash towards anything? Are you shopping around for anything to add to the portfolio of assets that you have? Or are you kind of just saying the conditions are turning for the better, but we want to find the right opportunity at the right price?
Yeah, if you look at our cash position, the cash earnings at the center was mostly utilized to repay our part of our preference debt. We utilized 5.4 billion of cash resources at the center to redeem the debt in order to strengthen our balance sheet and to release more capacity for gearing. And now we have the firepower to invest in our underlying investing companies, and also if there's opportunities that we see would be positive from a earnings perspective as well as a capital creation perspective, we have the firepower and the capacity to invest into these new opportunities.
Certainly a very interesting time in the markets. It's an interesting time to be a investment holding company. We wish you the best of luck into the new financial year. We'll certainly catch up as the year progresses. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights, Neville. That's Neville Williams, Chief Financial Officer at the Remgro Group, joining me to reflect on the group's annual performance for the year that was 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.